This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A guy I shared this time slot with for 13 years, the great Joe Benengo. Joe, good to talk to you, man. Happy New Year, pal.
Happy New Year, guys. Yeah, look, I want to thank the Giants for winning yesterday. Let me just say this, and I'm very down right now because of this absolutely disaster of a head coach we have who's coming back next year. But before I get into that, okay, I want to thank the Giants. First time in my life that I was rooting for the Giants to win and the Jets to lose. And it worked out perfectly. The Colts lost too, so we picked up a couple slots on that as well. I think we got the 16th pick from Indianapolis.
Yep.
With that said, how the hell is this coach coming back? I mean, let me just say, this is the worst Jet team ever. I mean, you could talk about the Richie Kotite's one-win team, Adam Gase's two-win team. This was not a professional football team for the last 5 weeks. Any of the top, all the teams playing this weekend in college football on Thursday and Friday would beat the Jets, that team we saw yesterday. That was a disgrace. That was a joke. And I know they're tanking. I get it.
Right.
I get it. Brady Cook is not an NFL quarterback, but, I mean, come on. No interceptions all year. Four forced turnovers all year. Both NFL records. You got beat. Your average of like 26 points a game over the last 5 games of the year, and you're bringing this guy back?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
So, Joe, this is tough because I want to bring him back, and as I give you my points, I have to admit, I have no football reason because this season was a freaking disaster, and everything you said is true. And I was talking to our old producer, Ernie, about this last night as well because he wants him gone too, and I fully
understand. Ernie wants him out. I know. We've been talking about it.
I totally get it. I am just deathly afraid of this franchise going one and done and basically being toxic to any coach that would actually want to come here. And I'd almost rather take the risk that this guy can figure it out in year two with more talent, because I do trust the general manager. And I think
yes.
you do too.
Yeah, the general manager I do trust.
I'd almost rather risk that than just blowing the whole thing up and honestly hiring another first-time coach, because they're not going to get a veteran to take this freaking job.
Well, yeah, I think you have to think of it this way. So Brian Callahan was fired after a year and a half, basically, right? So he was essentially kind of one and done-ish. You knew, right? You knew, so you moved on. Pete Carroll gets fired after a year. He's one and done. This is a great Pete Carroll, potentially Hall of Fame head coach, fired after a year because you just knew, right? Raheem Morris, 2 years and done. Mm. You just knew. Right, I think it's different with Dave's because he got the four, and who was the other one that was fired? Stefanski. He had obviously a long tenure, a couple head coaches of the years. But when you know, don't you know?
Do you know, Joe? Is that where you're at? You just know?
Absolutely. All right. There's not, and let me tell you, believe me, you know, they're set up pretty well. Muji stays, okay?
Yeah.
You set up pretty well with the draft capital. You're guaranteed to get. Look, there's a lot of people that think Dante Moore is a better prospect than Mendoza. Now, I don't think that. I don't think that for a second. But, look, Moore, if he's coming out, and I think he's coming out, you got to take him with the second pick. I mean, you have to. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. Here's my biggest issue, bro. Is this the coaching staff? We want developing a young quarterback? Are you serious? I mean, the more I think about it, the more I'm just scared completely about that. I mean, come on. And you can say whatever you want. Well, it's not attractive. You know, take a shot at Mike McCarthy. Tiki brought up Cliff Kingsbury. I'm in. You're telling me Cliff Kingsbury is not taking the Jet job? If the Jets offered him the job offensive coordinator in Washington, of course he's taking it.
Right, because he hasn't been fired yet from Washington, but it sounds like he might be on the outs. So the best way for Lane, he's going to take whatever he can get.
Of course.
Because he still wants to be a coach in this league.
No question. So I'm not. And you know how I feel about Rex. Rex would come here in a second. Rex would crawl here. and I'm telling you one thing.
Oh, he lobbied for it last year.
What's that?
He lobbied for it.
And Rex would kick ass and take names. There'd be no nonsense. I would never. I don't care who was. Bro, it could be me, you, and Marash on this defense playing yesterday. And we would have been more competitive if Rex Ryan was the coach than what I saw yesterday. That was a freaking disgrace. And I actually had people, not just yesterday, the last 5 weeks, but yesterday was like, you know, come on. I mean, and I had people yesterday who I respect actually saying to me, I talked to before the game, oh, it'd be just like the Jets to win today. I'm saying, well, you're nuts. No way. The team they're putting out there, they got no shot of winning that game. You know, you say whatever you want about Mitchell Trubisky. He is an NFL quarterback.
Right.
I would take him in a second to be the veteran guy to lead into the young quarterback next year. I would take him, of course.
No, I mean, he actually threw the ball pretty well. And he did the first time he played.
Yeah, remember when he beat Josh Allen earlier this season?
Right. Josh Allen went out for a couple plays and he threw
the
ball
around.
That's right. I think that what makes you feel worse, Joe, sorry, this is a dig to the past. Sam Darnold is only the second quarterback in NFL history to win 14 games two seasons in a row.
I saw that.
He did it with two different teams. The other one was Tom Brady.
Yeah. it was Sam Darnold. How about Aaron Rodgers last night?
Yeah.
I was rooting hard for him, believe me. And I want them to win. I want to see them at least beat Houston on Monday night. I am rooting so hard. I was rooting so hard for Rodgers to win last night because that was the beginning of the end. The fact that they did not bring him back and then doubled down by giving $30 million to Justin Fields killed the season. Mm. It killed our season.
But if they brought Rodgers back, and obviously it would have been
much more.
I don't
know if they're making the playoffs. But we would have had a season.
We would have been more entertained. I will totally give you that. We probably win 6 games.
Yep.
We don't trade Sauce Gardner for 2 number 1s.
Well, we don't know that.
Oh, come on. You think they would have done that with Aaron Rodgers here?
Yeah, well, I think they would have.
I mean, there's a tough time believing that. There's an argument that you sign him so you can trade him. Right, you give him a contract.
You're talking about Sauce?
Sauce.
Yeah, but I don't think they would have done that if a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers is trying to win football games. You imagine that conversation?
Well, I mean, if you've got 2 wins at that point in the season, or 3 wins at that point in the season.
I think they would have been better, though. Like, to your point, we would have had a season.
Yeah, but how much better?
Not enough. Mm.
Not enough to make the playoffs. You know what, bro? They dump Rodgers for a guy that can't play.
Yes.
That's real. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, you brought in a guy, you know, you heard Aaron Glenn say, well, with the right coaching, Mike Tomlin dumped him when he had a 4-2 record with the guy. Right. Come on.
Yeah, and that is the biggest concern. What is the right coaching? Because even with Brady Cook, I mean, did Tanner Engstrand even put him in the best position to succeed? Like, I wonder if Tanner Engstrand is really the right guy for this rookie quarterback that they're inevitably going to draft.
Can't play. Come on, Brady Cook can't play.
He can't play.
But he's talking about that, Joe. He's talking about Tanner Engstrand, the offensive coordinator.
Right. No, I understand.
Can he call plays? This is the second time, and we brought this up earlier, Joe, that I saw the Jets quarterback have one of the most anemic offensive stat lines in the first half that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, under 20 yards.
What did he go for, 80 yards yesterday?
Well, I'm talking about the first half.
Yeah, right.
In the first half, he was 2 or 4 of whatever it was for 11 yards.
Right.
And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, this is not 1940. It's just 2025. How is that possible? You have 11 yards at halftime.
They are the worst franchise in professional sports right now.
Agreed.
And this goes to Woody John. I mean, hey, Woody, you got to wake up. Woody, are you happy what you saw 2 weeks ago when the place is loaded with Patriot fans and they're scoring 6 touchdowns on the first 6 possessions? Are you happy with this? Are you happy with constantly being a disaster, with setting records that are almost impossible to set in this world of football now? Are you happy about this? I mean, Woody, come on. This guy is not. Look, he was a very good player for us, no doubt. And it really stinks that his legacy now is going to be majorly tarnished because he's not an NFL coach. But you look at him on the sidelines the last couple of weeks, and he's ready to cry.
Yeah.
He's ready to cry.
Well,
and after the game, he's well, it's all on me. You stink, Aaron. You stink. You're not an NFL head coach. You're brutal. You stink. You're worse than Richie Kotite. You're worse than Adam Gase. You're worse than Lou Holtz. Well, maybe not.
Wow.
But you're right there on the same level as that. You are a disgrace as a head coach. Get the hell out.
How do you think... Remember those weeks after the Sauce and Quinnen trade where they actually competed and they actually won some games? The Atlanta game, which was like a miracle.
How did that happen? How was that possible?
That was my question. How the hell do you think that happened? Considering the team appeared to quit on him at the end, why after those trades? Because you even said it with us, like, hey, I give this coach credit. He's getting him to play, and he was. How did that change so
quickly?
It
almost sounds like something happened didn't see.
Well, first of all, one of the games they won against Cleveland was with 2 kick returns for touchdowns. That's number one.
Right.
And that was the only unit that was ever good. The game they beat Atlanta, Tyrod Taylor played quarterback. So at least you had a professional quarterback playing that game. And remember, there was a big fumble on a 2-yard line that set up a gimme touchdown by the Falcons.
Yep.
What happened after that? I don't know. I mean, we were both at that Miami game, all right? And that started non-competitive last 5 games of the year. And it wasn't just because Tyrod wasn't playing and they didn't have a professional quarterback.
Right, they were checked out defensively.
No question about it. And, bro, you watch the game. How many guys on the defense did you even know were playing on this team?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, it was incredible. What? Yeah. And the little things, like, how about that? 12 men on the field on offense.
Oh,
like,
my God. That's almost impossible to do on offense.
I don't know. Like, the stupid things that continue to happen all season long.
Unbelievable. Look,
it was bad. I mean, the only thing that gives me hope, bro, is the fact that they're picking number 2.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Colts pick. They got 2 more picks in the second round. Like, and they got tons of cap space.
Right.
And it looks like Darren Mooji knows what he's doing.
Right.
So at least this roster should be 50 times better next season.
Well, they got to really fix the defense, bro. I mean, look, you take the quarterback with the second pick. And then, you know, I would even – let me just say this, though. If Mooji looks at a guy on defense and says – wow, you know, this guy, he's a game changer if we bring him in. I would invest draft capital to get that guy, okay? You stay at 2 for the quarterback. You take more. If Mendoza goes 1 to the Raiders, which he should, you know, you take more with the second pick. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He turns out to be the guy. You can always get a quarterback again next year. You got three number one picks. But I would invest draft capital in getting the best possible defensive player that I can get. I have to tell you, man, because the defense is so bad. We need a guy that's going to come in there
right.
And be like the leader on the defense.
But what position is that? That's the question.
I don't think it matters. Yeah, does it matter, Teak?
If it's a safety.
What if he's Kyle Hamilton?
It's got to be.
What if he's Troy Polamalu?
Right, it's got to be.
What if he's Ed Reed?
No, you're right.
What if he's that kind of guy?
You're right. Or you got a couple of edge rushers, so I don't think you're drafting an edge rusher. But I don't know
how good they are. How good is Johnson and how good is McDonald?
Yeah.
Are they any good?
Right. Yeah, so if you can get Bane, you take Bane.
Yeah, right? Did you talk about the kid from Miami?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Or Mezador, the other kid as
well. Either
is
one.
Good,
Miami's really good defense.
I mean, I think you're right. I think now that I think about it, Joe, if you have one of those guys that everybody wants to call dogs, and you know it, and you see it, and he's a pure leader just by his attitude, by his play, then it changes the mentality of a unit. So, yeah, you're right.
Now, they got to get a big-time coordinator, too. They need a real – now, look, if Glenn's coming back, and unfortunately it looks like he is, you got to get me a real defensive coordinator in here, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, like some kind of a big-time guy. You got to get me that.
Or he's got to put his influence on it.
Well,
I'm assuming that a lot of this was Steve Wilks. Defensively.
Well, what happened after Wilks got fired? It was almost worse.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's still a rookie head coach. It's not like he can completely take over.
They didn't have players.
They didn't have any. That was not an NFL team we were watching yesterday.
No.
I mean, let's be honest about it.
That was garbage. We're talking to Joe Benengo. If Joe Burrow becomes available, if Lamar Jackson becomes available, I know that you've hesitated about going after a veteran. These are different veterans. They're superstars. Would you have a level of interest?
I don't know, man. I'm not giving up big draft capital for one of those guys. I'm just not. Burrow's had a history of injuries. By the way, that sack by Garrett, didn't that look a lot like Brett Favre doing the dive for Strahan?
Yeah.
He made no effort to get away from Garrett at all.
True, but the other guy, the D-tackle, was coming free, too, so he just kind of laid down.
Okay, all right. But it was similar.
You're right.
It was close.
Let's
get back to this. And Jackson's had all kinds. Lamar Jackson wasn't the same player. Mm-hmm. There were plays last night where he would take off for 30 yards and he wasn't doing it. I mean, so he's not 100% healthy either. I don't want these guys, man. I don't want them. I've said this 100 times, bro. They have to bring a veteran guy in there, right? Malik Willis, we talked about him. Somebody like Trubisky, that's fine, you know, to lead into that quarterback. But we got to get our own guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm worried that, and I guess we'll find out in the next 2 weeks because the deadline is January 15th, or it depends when Oregon's season ends, if Dante Moore is going to come out. Because if he doesn't come out,
here's what we do. No. If Moore doesn't come out, you don't mess around. You take at two the best. You take that dog on defense Tiki's talking about.
I don't know
who that guy is. One of those Ohio State guys, maybe.
Right.
Maybe the guy from Miami.
You're not trading up for Mendoza then.
No. I'm not giving up any draft capital.
And then what do you do for QB?
I bring in a veteran. Malik Willis. Bring that veteran guy in here. And then if if Trinidad Chambliss, who is applying for another year of eligibility, and it, by the way, if he gets it, he's going to stay at Ole Miss. I heard that today, too.
Yep.
Okay? All right? You either draft him somewhere, or you know how I feel about Diego Pavia, okay? He didn't have the greatest ball game against Iowa. He was okay. He made some good throws. He took a couple bombs for touchdowns. You know, I don't know how good the – you know, Iowa's a pretty good team, and it's a bowl game. You can't put a lot of stock in it. With that said, I would take a shot at him somewhere in the later rounds where you could still get him, and then I'll worry about if he doesn't work out, I'll worry about getting my quarterback next year.
And here's the reality, and it's sort of depressing when I say this, but it's true. There's a damn good chance, especially with Aaron Glenn coming back, that they're going to be the worst team in football next year. Mm. And if they're the worst team in football next year and they end up with the number one pick, then Arch Manning, assuming he doesn't force his way to not be a Jet, which you never know.
Either way, even if you do draft some of these guys that you're talking about, Joe, and you bring in some free agents, they're likely to be bad again on defense.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And it's not going to be the talent's fault. It's just going to be they're bereft of talent.
Well, you got to get a real coordinator, too. I think, obviously, Tiki, look, we know this. No sport. Coaching in the NFL, in football, is a bigger deal than any other sport.
No doubt.
It's not even debatable.
100%.
And if you get this, if you get the right guy in there, certainly the head coach, but you get the right D coordinator in there, you know, you'll have these guys playing. And they weren't playing. Again, they're not NFL players. You got to get the roster has to be better. There's no question about that. But you do need it. It does come back. It comes down to coaching. It really does.
Yeah. Go back to a name you mentioned briefly is Malik Willis, who I think is going to be a hot free agent.
Right.
I think that there are going to be enough.
Well, we got
teams.
A lot of money under the cap, bro.
So
we got big money.
How aggressive would you be? Because he's not going to come in and compete for a job. I think he's going to have enough of a market where you sign him and he's your guy. Are you willing to say, you know what? Let's see what this kid's got with a full opportunity.
I still got to draft a quarterback, though. I'm still taking more if he's there or two. That's me.
Yeah,
I'm still. So maybe you don't bring. Maybe you bring another guy in that you knows he's not going to. You know, that's all he is that stopgap guy.
Right.
But you got to get some kind of a veteran guy in here. You cannot have the kid. We can't do what we did with Zach Wilson. We can't do what we did with Sam Darnold.
With all of them, Joe. They do it with all of them.
They did it
right
with Sanchez,
away.
And they got away with it because they had a real team.
Yeah,
they
but did. That was so long ago, Joe.
Right.
It was a different kind of era of football.
Right.
Yeah, you could disguise an inferior quarterback in that era.
Right.
Because you had a good run game, good defense, good offensive line.
Yeah.
Quarterback. Yep. I mean, it mattered, but it didn't really matter.
It worked out with Mark Sanchez. I think what bothered me at the time was his competition was Kellen Clemens. It wasn't a real competition. And I always liked.
Who was Zach Wilson's competition?
I agree with you. That's my point. And
so
remember,
you're right. You need to bring in a competitor.
Sam had Teddy Bridgewater as competition, and then they traded him before the season even started and was like, all right, Sam, take the job. I think all of those guys would have benefited from sitting for just a little bit.
Sure. Well, look, I said, we get the rookie young quarterback. He can't play right away. You're making a mistake.
You got to do what the
Giants did with Dart, at least.
Well, I mean, in retrospect, Joe, I think Dart should have started right away.
Okay.
Only because he looked so good in the preseason.
Right.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Fair.
He looked
that's
good
fair.
In camp. He looked good in the games. It's like, what are we waiting for?
Right. The Giants, I'll tell you right now, if you're a Giant fan, you should be pretty happy. You're going to get a real head coach in here. You're going to get a – because it's a very appealing job.
Yep.
You got your quarterback already. You got guys on offense, all right? You got Neighbors. You got Scatterboo. You got guys that are on defense. You got Abdul Carter. You got Burns. You got Lawrence. You got guys there, okay? And you get the right coach in here. You got the fifth pick in the draft, so you're going to get another prime player at number five. The division. I know the Eagles are really good, but the division is not great.
Yeah, it's to be had.
You can make a run quickly.
Right. It's to be had. That's for sure.
Yep.
When you look at the NFL playoffs, it'll be fun to sit back, relax, not get too frustrated watching football for the next few weeks.
Right.
It feels as wide open as it has been in a long, long time. Where do you lean towards what you think we're watching in the Super Bowl in a couple weeks?
You know, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm taking two teams that are wild card teams. I like Buffalo.
Yep.
And I like the Rams. Those to me are the teams. I think the Rams will annihilate Carolina. They lost to them a couple weeks ago. That is not going to happen again. They will blow the doors off the Panthers on Saturday afternoon. And I think Buffalo, I think this is it. This is
totally
the year for Josh Allen.
Totally agree.
Jackson's not there.
Yep.
Mahomes isn't there. I'm not sold as good as they were. Look, you give credit to Liam Cohen. You give credit to Lawrence. They've been playing great, no doubt. Buffalo goes in there as an underdog now type team, and watch out for them. Watch out.
100% agree. It feels like the year they take a step back will be the year they break through, especially with those teams not involved in the postseason. So,
yep.
By the way, I just read something random that may make you chuckle a little bit.
What's that? David Stern stepped down?
No, not quite.
By the way, what a joke. Can I say this, too? What a joke the Mets are. They're not signing anybody, and I said this to you before. This is all about casinos and not spending money. It is a disgrace what the New York Mets are, and they will not sign any big-time free agents. Buckle up, Met fans, and get ready for a very disappointing season.
Well, we've already had a very disappointing offseason. The Brewers just hired Daniel Vogelbach to be their hitting coach, so that made me laugh.
Really? Daniel Vogelbach? Yes. Well, you know what? Most of the time, look, some of the great hitting coaches, Walt Reniac, Charlie Lau, these guys couldn't hit.
That's true. That is true.
Well, he could hit. He could run into one every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, but you know what I mean. Yeah,
he ran into a hamburger more than he ran into home runs.
Now, can I ask a stupid question? Why are you guys standing up? Are you got a new studio there or
so, what? I think I've created
this. They take
this.
Your chairs away?
My chairs are here.
My back is so screwed up
that
every time I sit down, Joe, my leg just becomes awful.
Batiki's standing up, too.
Because it's weird if I'm sitting. Let me sit and show you how weird this looks.
Oh, I understand.
Me standing and him sitting, I guess, is strange.
I understand.
Yeah, like I'm the adult.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, that looks... You know what?
Yes, Professor Roberts. Yes, please speak to me.
You know what? That is true. I mean, I don't know. I thought maybe, you know, they're on an austerity program. Maybe they took the chairs away.
Maybe that's a... That's a fair point.
I am trying to get standing desks. I want a standing desk in here.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
Give me the option. Get a high chair. I can stand or sit if I want.
Nah, you're right.
That's the way it should be. By the way, Jonathan Gannon fired as the Arizona Cardinals head coach.
Oh, he's out too?
He is out. So there are six openings in the NFL right now.
Yeah, and Aaron Glenn stays.
I was going to say.
Everybody's gone. Aaron Glenn stays.
That's right.
Oh, the pain.
Great talking to you, Joe, as always.
All right. Happy New Year. God bless, guys.
Cheers, Joe.
The great Joe Beningo, who you can hear every Saturday at 5 a.m. and his podcast, the Other Pain Podcast, which is tremendous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat
throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.